Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on Tawakkul and Yaqeen. Tawakkul, we explained that a person uses the sababs, the means that Allah Ta'ala has given him, but his full trust is not on his on the means. The full trust is on Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Yaqeen is a person has no doubt in the words of Allah Ta'ala and the words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Fully he believes that this is true, whether it meets the understanding of our intelligence or whether it doesn't meet. But these are the words of Allah Ta'ala and these are the words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There isn't one inch of doubt in what they have mentioned. So today we do a lovely, beautiful dua that a person should be reading before he sleeps. And not only the dua that should be read before he sleeps, in this hadith as we see, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam suggested that this should be the last word that a person should say before he sleeps. In other words, after this now he doesn't engage in anything else, that he should make this dua. And the meaning of this dua is so beautiful that if a person ponders over it, it actually renews and refreshes his iman just before he can sleep. And as we know, that the sleep of ours that we experience every night, that this sleep is actually the sister of the real death that is going to come. So it just gives us a bit of a glimpse of the death that is going to come, the real death, and we have to actually leave this world for good. So therefore a person is renewing his iman. One is that whether Allah Ta'ala takes him away or not in that night, he doesn't know, but he refreshes his iman. And if Allah Ta'ala gives him the tawfiq, as this hadith mentions, that there'll be khair, there'll still be a lot of goodness in the person taking these words. So an Abi Umarata al-Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu anhuma qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya fulan, idha awita ila firashik faqul, Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayk, wa wajjahtu wajhi ilayk, wa fawwadtu amri ilayk, wa alja'tu dhahri ilayk, raghbatan wa rahbatan ilayk, la malja'a wa la manja minka illa ilayk, amantu bi kitabika alladhi anzalt, wa nabiyika alladhi arsalt, fa innaka in mitta min laylatik, mitta ala al-fitra, وإن أصبحت أصبحت خيرا متفق عليه. وفي رواية في الصحيحين عن البراء رضي الله عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أتيت مضجعك فتوضأ وضوءك للصلاة ثم اضطجع على شقك الأيمن وقل وذكر نحوه ثم قال واجعلهن آخر ما تقول. هذا البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said يا فلان أو so and so person, when you go to bed, say, O Allah, I submit myself to you. Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayk. O Allah, I submit myself to you totally. One is that we know when a person is getting held up, and he picks his hand up and he surrenders. This is not real surrender. Because the person just for that time, whatever he's got, he's willing to just hand it over. This aslamtu nafsi ilayk means, Ya Allah, I totally surrender myself to you. But everything, O Allah, I'm surrendering to you completely. I'm handing myself over to you. I'm surrendering myself to you. So Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayk wa wajjahtu wajhi ilayk. Oh Allah, I'm not just surrendering myself to you. I'm turning myself, I'm facing you. In other words, my mind, my thoughts, my direction and everything is towards you. Sometimes a person can be with a person but his mind is somewhere else. He can be in the salah but his mind can be in the shop. His mind can be in the job. His mind can be overseas. His mind can go anywhere. But oh Allah, I'm turning towards you, I'm facing you. My mind, my thoughts, my heart is with you. وَوَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِ إِلَيْكُ وَفَوَّدْتُ أَمْرِ إِلَيْكُ. Oh Allah, all my matters, all my affairs, everything, I'm handing it over to you. I'm entrusting you with everything, my affairs, my matters, things. So in other words, my physical self, my thoughts, my emotional, my mental state, my every internal state, I'm handing over to you. And my affairs that I have, those affairs also, Allah, I'm handing it over to you. The next part of the dua, وَأَلْجَأْتُ ظَهْرِي إِلَيْكُ. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I've placed my back in your protection. What is meant by place my back? Sometimes in Arabic you mention one part of the body, but the whole body is intended. So one part of the body here, the back is mentioned, but in other words, Allah, I'm placing my whole self in your protection. I'm not relying on my alarm system that I put on before I slept. I'm not relying on my electric fencing, on my gates and my security guards outside. Oh Allah, I'm putting myself, my entire body in your protection. And then next part of this dua, raghbatan wa rahbatan ilayk. That oh Allah, I have placed, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in anticipation. So I place my entire self in your protection, in anticipation of your reward and due to fear of your punishment. The person is going to sleep in such a condition that he is not over enthusiastic that Allah Ta'ala is going to forgive him, so he doesn't matter what he does. He's got this balance between fear and hope that, wallah, I am putting myself due to fear from your punishment, I am handing myself over to you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your protection, and Allah at the same time I'm hoping for reward from you. So there's a total balance, not that the person is going with total depression and fear, and not that he's going with total hope to such an extent that he is ignoring. In other words, he's got that high level of hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at the same time it is coupled and balanced correctly with that fear. Otherwise the person will go to some extreme. In other words, he'll think he can do whatever he wants, there's nothing to fear. Or if a person goes too much into the fear zone, then what happens? Then he goes into a depression. So a Muslim balances it between fear and hope. Anyway, the next part of the dua, لا ملجأ ولا منجأ منك إلا إليك. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no place of fleeing. Sometimes we see in this, when there was looting, so many people, what they decided to do is they went away, they got scared, they got afraid, some went to Cape Town, some went to Dubai, some went to Australia, some went here, some went there. So what we will say, that this is a place of fleeing. Why this trouble here? And a person flees and he goes away. So there is Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us, la malja, there is no place of fleeing. Wa la manja, there is no place of sanctuary and security. Illa ilayk, O Allah, except coming to you. That's the only sanctuary, that's the only emergency exit we got, that's the only place we can flee, and that's the only sanctuary. So the only place we can run to, and the only place we can get safety from, O Allah, is from you. He's turning towards you. Like, there's no other being like that. Any other zat in the world, if a person is afraid that this person may cause some harm, then what he will do is he'll get guards to protect him from that person. He'll secure himself or he'll move away from that person. But Allah Ta'ala is that zat. Allah Ta'ala is only that zat, that the person can't flee from Allah Ta'ala, he can't take sanctuary from Allah Ta'ala except to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What beauty, what a beautiful dua Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us. Next part of this dua, amantu bi kitabika alladhi anzalt, wallah, I believe in the book which you revealed, wa nabiyika alladhi arsalt, wallah, I believe in that nabi that you sent, that prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you sent, wallah, I believe in him. If you say these words and pass away during that night, you will pass away with iman. And if you wake up the next morning, you have acquired much good by reciting this. So the next part, another narration has it, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so this narration comes in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, in other words, Bara ibn Azib, the narrator, that before going to bed, perform wudu as you would for salah. In other words, perform the wudu that you would normally make for salah, the full wudu. Perform, then lie down on your right side and say these words of this dua. And then he said, let these words, Rasulullah said, let these words be the last words which you say before falling asleep. How beautiful. So therefore, one of the things also that we are requested or required to do before we sleep is read the last few verses of Suratul Baqarah from Aman al-Rasul till the end. It's not long, it's about 3/4 page. But also it's very full of meaning and got great reward. It suffices a person for everything else the person may have not read or not done those verses. And the meaning also is very similar to this dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us. A person is putting his full tawakkul, full trust, full reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a means of renewing faith. And yesterday we did, those people that put the tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala finds a means, a way out of them. At the end of the day, the education can't do. There are so many people who have got good qualifications, who are applying for jobs, CVs you see all the time, good qualification, but they can't find a job. I just recently assisted one person, passed away, assisting his family, just assisted with the estate, and this person himself told me, he said that I can't read, I can't write, I can't sign a check, I can't drive. There was nothing the person could do. In other words, his intellectual capacity was very low. But he passed away, Allah Pak full his qabar unur, grant him high stages. Just the estate duty in his estate is over 30 million rand. Man can't write, he can't read, he can't sign a check, he can't drive. He hardly could talk proper sentences in terms of his language also. But Allah Ta'ala wants to bless a person, he blesses a person. So he told me that when I first started my business, I used to put my goods in a wheelbarrow. I used to take this wheelbarrow with the goods to my brother. He could read and he could write. He'll list for me what goods I got there. He'll write the items and he'll write the price. I'll take that thing and I'll go sell it in the market like that. He says, up till now I don't know how to read, how to write. But Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with so much. Millions Allah Ta'ala had blessed him. So he got nothing to do with the person's intellectual capacity. Recently one Pakistani brother, he came for assistance to fill in his will. So I showed him the draft will that we normally use, the generic will. So I told him, all you need to do is fill in your name here, fill in your ID number here, see who your trustees that you want to put up for your estate, and you need two witnesses. Just fill in this document and bring it and we'll take it from there. So he looks, he said, please help me fill it in. So I'm wondering now what he's asking. Such a simple thing, you need to put your name, you need to put your ID number, you need to put trustees, and then you need to put trustees that we normally would say executors, and you need to put your witnesses. So he's telling me, and he's, Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with so much that his revenue is over 100 million. Well over 100 million rand his income is. So he's looking at me and he's saying, I don't know how to write. That's why I'm asking you to fill. He came overseas. He said, I never went to school. We grew up in a village. I never went to school. I came here. Only one thing my father taught me. He said, every morning before you open your shop, address the shop and tell the shop that you are not providing for me. Allah is providing for me. I'm only coming here because it's the sunnah of Rasulullah to make an effort. So I'm making an effort, but oh shop, you don't provide for me. So that person without any education from the village, now he got two big wholesales, but no education at all. So when Allah Ta'ala wants to give, a person puts his tawakkul on Allah, Allah Ta'ala will give that person. Sometimes it's in quantity, and sometimes it's not in quantity, but Allah Ta'ala blesses the person in other ways. So therefore the bottom line is, we have to turn our attention and put our total reliance in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.